So if I say Aunt Jemima, you think what? Fluffy pancakes and waffles? For sure. Loving hospitality? Perhaps. But for some, the title, the image, even the updated version sans head wrap evokes other feelings, including anger, over a racial stereotype of a black woman who's happiest in the kitchen getting ready to serve her white folks. Well, just who were the real Aunt Jemimas, the real black cooks and chefs whose craft and skill did so much to define American cuisine? Former Los Angeles Times food writer Toni Tipton Martin wanted to find out. Her sources were the 300 or so African-American cookbooks she's collected that date back almost 200 years. And now she's sharing what she's learned in a lavishly illustrated new book called The Jemima Code, Two Centuries of African-American Cookbooks. And Toni Tipton Martin joins us now. Welcome. And in case anybody's wondering if I'm giving a relative special treatment, we are not, in fact, related so far as we know, correct?
That is correct. Thank you so much for having me.
The first cookbook that you talk about was actually published in 1827. Were these early cookbooks, in fact, written by or published by black people, particularly black women? The evidence suggests that actually many weren't.
We have to put ourselves back in that time period. That earliest book was written by a black person. He was the butler for the governor's mansion in Massachusetts. His book existed on the margins of cookery books because for a long time it wasn't perceived to be a cookbook. It is what is known as a household manager's book. And there's been a negative connotation for that. It indicates or connotes that the only purpose that this man has in writing is training up more servants. And that's the part that has been offensive to African Americans. But what I have chosen to do is see that work through a different filter. And I like to say that we honor and appreciate today's celebrity cooks for the foods that they cook at work. We know what they cook on television or on the Food Network, but we don't have any idea what they cook at home. And yet African Americans have been confined into this perspective that says the only cooking we had was the cabin cooking. And I'm arguing through the evidence in these works that were published and printed by African Americans that there was a different side. There was a middle class side. There was a side of beauty that was created when the resources were available.
What do you make of the fact that nowadays, for example, now that there's a renewed interest in both American food and in cookery in general, one of the food trends is kind of making something of very simple ingredients or even the kinds of ingredients that you call, you know, poverty ingredients. And yet, for some people, it's still kind of embarrassing for some African Americans, or perhaps it's something that they don't necessarily want to do in public or just be associated with certain ingredients. You know what I mean? So on the one hand, you have like these trendy chefs making, you know, salads out of watermelon and high-end mac and cheese, you know, on the menu. And yet other people are not sure that they want to eat it because they associate it with, I don't know, a stereotype. What do you make of all that?
Well, that's part of breaking the code and why it's important for all of us, because that stereotype is bleeding onto everyone, right? So don't forget to mention the popularity of pig ear sandwiches and cooking with pork cheeks and pork belly, which we would have called fat back, you know, in our kitchen. So there's this there's a very confused space for African Americans in terms of what is appropriate for us to claim and not claim. And I like to tell African-American audiences to be very proud of the fact that among the most popular, most healthful foods you can eat are foods that are associated with our traditional core diet. Those would be things like dark leafy greens and sweet potatoes and whole grains and watermelon, even.
Toni Tipton Martin is the author of The Jemima Code, Two Centuries of African-American Cookbooks, and she joined us from member station KUT in Austin, Texas. Toni Tipton Martin, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.